There was a major retreat today by the French as Paris-based Vivendi Universal announced it was planning to sell a large portion of its American entertainment assets. The company president told shareholders it was illusory to think Vivendi could run the Los Angeles-based businesses from across the Atlantic.
Vivendi bought Universal Studios, its theme parks and cable TV assets, 3 years ago from the Canadian company Seagram's. Vivendi's former president engineered that deal. He was ousted last year as Vivendi slid deeper into debt. The company has recovered somewhat, but hasn't pulled itself completely out of trouble.
To understand today's announcement, says Bruce Orwell of the Wall Street Journal, you have to look at the business plan of former Vivendi president Jean-Marie Messier.
He was the French executive who tried to pull off the very daunting task of transforming an obscure French water company into a global media giant. And their idea was that they would, for example, take music that they made in the Universal Music Company and start distributing it over wireless channels to people's cell phones through the telephone company that they owned. And that turned out to be just a very sprawling, messy vision that was certainly ahead of its time, to be charitable, and perhaps is never going to really transpire in the way that Mr. Messier thought that it would.
And Bruce Orwell stresses Vivendi's problems did not fall into a category that is typical of foreign businesses that try to go Hollywood.
When we think of why the ownership of movie studios and other media assets has been botched over time, one of the top five reasons typically is that the owner wants to interfere in the Hollywood business and hang out with movie stars and dictate what kind of movies are going to be made. And that was one thing that Jean-Marie Messier and his successor, Mr. Fortu, have not done.
Vivendi's current president said today that the firm's business will continue to revolve around French cable TV and telecommunications. And Vivendi may stick with its Universal Music division, which features artists such as Sting, U2, and Eminem.